Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Kristen has turned our vent line into something very, very different, I hope.
Well, I mean, the good, the bad, or the ugly, we're going to take it all. We are giving you a platform, and we've had a platform. Bert has had a platform here on the station for 25 years, and so now you have one where you can call up our vent line, and you can share a fond memory of the show. Since everything, the curtain is closing October 24th, you can say goodbye, or you can tell us everything you've always wanted to tell us about how much you hate us.
Yeah, I'd like to stay away from bad and ugly, but whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, whatever.
That doesn't
sell.
Here
we go.
That doesn't sell. We had to go out with some kind of rating, all right?
I will get over it on the 25th, I assure you.
All right, so Tommy, do we have some already lined up? All right, let's hear some of the messages that have come in from Bert Show P1s.
You guys, I cannot tell you how much of an impact you have made on my everyday. I don't know what I'm going to do without you. I've been through 4 or 5 cars since I started listening, and you are the only and first program I put on my radio. I am a true P1. Listening to all the vulnerable moments, all the happy moments, everyone's journeys and lives. There's been things where I haven't been able to verbalize myself how I'm feeling, and you guys always manage to do it. And I share with my family and friends. I'm like, Bert or Kristen or anyone, verbalize this perfectly. Listen to this segment. It's just, you guys have been amazing. And it has been such a fun journey. While I'm very sad that it's ending, I know great things are in your future, and I can't wait to see where everybody goes. I love y'all so much.
So I've been wanting to say this for a long time. I started listening way back at the very beginning. I got really angry one time, and I turned the channel, and I didn't listen for 10 more years. I boycotted. But then all the other shows went off the air, and I drove my kids every morning to school, and we started listening to the Bert Show. And my son has now grown up listening to the Bert Show, the silliness, and it's turned out to be a really, really bonding thing for him and I. With that, I forgive Bert for the anger he caused me many, many years ago, and thank him for the last 10 that we've been listening, I guess, with my kids, laughing, complaining, saying how silly we think you all are, but enjoying it nonetheless. So we will miss you all, and wish you all the best.
I love y'all, and I really wanted this to be super nice, but right now I'm pissed. I am sitting in Atlanta traffic. I just moved to only find out that now my 2-hour drive, I will have nothing. Nothing after the 24th. Anyways, set aside. Thank you guys so much. I love y'all, Kristen. I love you. You are one of the coolest people. Abby, girl, I am going to miss hearing your voice every day. It has been so nice to have somebody on the Bert Show who is like closer in age and gets the same thing. Love the rest of y'all. However, I'm still highly pissed that I have to deal with Atlanta traffic without y'all every day. Congrats, Bert.
All right, so I got many, many thoughts here. First of all, when you're calling this line, and it's 404-954-1360.
Yes, that's correct.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. I got a couple of thoughts. You don't got to just focus on me. I love that Abby got a call. I love that there were compliments for Kristen. It could be former members of the Bert Show also. That's really what I hope this turns into, is 25 years of celebration. Secondly, I'm dying to know what I said.
I know.
That pissed her off for 10 years. This might be something fun to do later on in the show today. Have people call up and say, you stopped listening because something was said, but then you came back. I would love to know what we said. And the third thing is that, what's the hand signal for?
Katie knows.
Oh, you do? Of what I said to piss her off?
Yeah, she said that there was a segment where you all were talking about a woman, how a woman was training her dog and she was doing a terrible job at it. And she didn't like how you addressed the woman. And she said that you called her some names that she didn't like.
For 10 years, she checked out for that.
Yep.
Huh? Okay.
Oh.
I must have been some pretty powerful words I used. Words I can't even use on the radio.
It wasn't what your word. It was your tone, Bert.
It was the tone. Okay.
It was your tone.
I think I would like to do that later on in the show. What did we say? You guys checked out and you're like, ew, there's nothing else on. I'm stuck with them.
She literally goes, everybody else, like all the other radio, all the other morning shows went away.
We're her favorite by default.
But literally by default.
And the third thing that I realized in listening to this is I didn't realize that we were this for other people, but like when long-term TV shows go off the air, that like listening to the or watching that last TV show and then realizing it's all over, like Friends comes to mind or Sopranos comes to mind for me also. I don't, for whatever common sense reason, realize that we're going to be that for people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, like you're going to be in your car and you guys are screwed.
Yeah.
but maybe not. Cassie, did you talk to Amy yesterday?
No, I haven't yet. But I know we are working with the lawyers to check out what we can offer.
So we got word back from the lawyers yesterday.
Oh, great.
Saying that he green lit it.
What? Yes.
Yeah. So tell them exactly what we perhaps got green lit yesterday. Green lit.
Yeah. Green litted.
That's more on brand. See, for this show.
The man's officially out of words and making up new ones.
Now you know why I'm taking off.
So, pending my conversation with Amy to get all the details, because we want to make sure we're buttoned up, but it sounds like come the end of the show, we will be re-releasing episodes from the Bert Show Vault from past years on the same podcast feed you listen to us on every day. So if you're not a podcast subscriber, the app is going away. I do want to tell you that. The app, if you listen in app, that's going away. So you will need to go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts, search The Bert Show, and you'll continue to be able to walk down memory lane even after The Bert Show ends on October 24th.
So from like going back all the way to the very beginning?
Yes, all the way from the beginning. We're going to have to work with Tommy to rip some audio off the CDs and the VHS tapes in your basement.
Yeah.
But that is the goal. And we're working on something else behind the scenes as well to organize everything from The Bert Show archives in a way that you will be able to access and listen.
Okay, so by the time we're out of here on the 24th, we'll have better details for you. I mean, this literally came down last night.
Yes, better details for you by the time we leave on the October 24th.
The Bert Show.